You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get, except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. Come get up. See where I live. IGN GameScoop. What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN GameScoop. I'm your host, Damon Hatfield. Joining me this week is Justin Davis, Sam Claiborne,
Camp Goose,
and very special guest, Destin Destiny Legary.
Yeah, that's me. Hi, everybody.
Is joining us this week.
First time GameScooper.
First time.
Last time GameScooper.
All new foreign territory.
He is fresh off his review of Destiny 2.
Been yeah, I'm alive.
Destiny 2 a lot.
He you survived. Reviewed Destiny?
Yeah. I did.
So welcome to the show, Destin.
Hey.
You might have also heard Destin on Podcast Unlocked.
Hey, were you a Sega kid?
Yes.
Okay, so he's going to fill in some gaps for us, but we know Sega a little bit.
Did you own the Sega Master System?
No.
So you weren't a Sega
I was a Genesis kid.
Yeah, Genesis kid. Okay, what about
Then I traded it in for Super Nintendo.
What about 32X? You got that covered for us?
I did. Oh, God.
I had a Sega CD.
Name one 32X game.
We've got a great
Splatterhouse.
No, that was not a 32X game.
I'm going to do terrible.
Also, only Splatterhouse 2 and 3 are on Sega Genesis. We have a great show for you this week. We're going to talk about all the big news coming out of TGS this week. We're going to talk about the big games that are out this week, including Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite. But first, let's start with that new Tomb Raider movie trailer.
Oh, boy.
That we actually debuted on IGN last night.
It's like they're making a movie out of a video game.
It is. It does kind of seem like that.
What could go wrong?
They made two previous Tomb Raider movies with Angelina Jolie. They're rebooting the whole franchise with Alicia Vikander. That's her name? Yeah, from Ex Machina.
Seems like no dinosaurs.
Well, at least they didn't give it away in the trailer.
Well, it looks like it's taking place in the same place. The
trailer is super cool. Everybody should check it out.
So
I like the trailer.
I thought it looked, you know, this video game movies, I don't know if you guys know this, typically they're not that great.
Well, Mortal Kombat was good. And
good?
Street Fighter was great.
Oh, yeah, Street Fighter
Mario
was
Brothers
great.
So was said, amazing.
They've said from the beginning, like what we knew about this movie was new Tomb Raider movie coming. You know, it's taking its cues from the rebooted Tomb Raider game.
Yeah.
But what we didn't know until we saw the trailer is that it's doing way more than like taking its cues from that game.
No, it looks like they've just adapted that game.
It's like shot for shot. Like, it's really cool.
Good.
Yeah,
it is good. Was Assassin's Creed like that? I ignored Assassin's Creed.
Goodness gracious, no.
No, I mean just shots. Didn't they use shots from
I mean, he jumped off a tower and landed in a hay bale or something. I mean,
don't do that, kid.
But this one, like the big tanker crash at the beginning, like
it seems like they're hitting story points.
Yeah.
From the 2013 game reboot, and even like shots of her like flying through the air, running across the collapsing airplane.
Like, little, I forget what it's called, the hook thing that
ice axe.
The ice axe.
Ice axe. The pick. Whatever.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Everyone knows what I'm talking about.
It's not an ice pick.
Yeah, I guess she's using it for rock climbing, so rock pick?
Anyway,
I looked it up. It's called an ice axe.
It looks cool. I was pleasantly
surprised. So you're thumbs up, at least from the trailer.
Well, we saw that poster, and I said, oh, boy. But then the trailer was really cool.
Yeah. What did you guys think?
So, Dustin? Well, I'm just super skeptical of whatever. But yeah. I did like everything that was like action-oriented in it. But then every time she was like fumbling with a puzzle, I was like, I don't want to watch this.
You don't want to watch people solve puzzles
at a
on
table,
the big screen?
Like, click, oh, what, genius. And then like the key comes out.
I'm going to laugh when 30 minutes of the 90-minute movie is her just being stuck on a puzzle. I can't figure out how to get out of this tomb.
Yeah,
what do I do? I know I need to go over there, but whenever I do this,
and then it backtracks through a third of the movie. You're like, no, that's not it.
Yeah.
I'm scared to be excited for this movie because we've been burned so many times
by video game
movies. I think they cast the actress very well.
Yeah, I think so.
She seemed like a good fit for the role in the
trailer. Oscar Award winner.
Yeah.
And other notable casting in the movie, Laura's father is played by McNulty from The Wire.
Oh, yeah.
And Noah from The Affair, if you watch that that show. And then the bad guy is Walton Goggins from Justified, Django Unchained, Vice Principals on HBO. He's an awesome actor.
Awesome.
So that's pretty cool. So I don't know. It looks...
Yeah. After Assassin's Creed, I don't trust actor names. I'm just like...
Well, because they have Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
It's another great cast.
Maybe it's just a paycheck for them, but we'll see.
Did you ever see
Hitman? I hope not.
I saw Hitman... I watched it without sound on a plane on someone else's screen. So, yes, I've seen
it. The best way to experience it.
That's how you review Destiny.
The canonical way.
Yep.
I think there's a... space out there for like a really cool Indiana Jones style series. But when I say that, I also like look at that and like if there was like a male actor in it, it's like there's nothing different from Uncharted in that whole trailer. Like that could be an Uncharted movie, which is good too.
Yeah, that's true.
They can't figure out the Uncharted movie. They keep trying.
Yeah. That was announced a long time ago, right? Or talked about.
It's one of those things that's been
Let's make one of the good Indiana Jones movies. It can't be that hard.
Well, it's been a while.
We have direct proof that it's hard.
Yeah.
Half those movies are good.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wait a minute. There's only been four.
Yeah.
I think three quarters of them are good.
I like Temple of Doom, I think it's a bad movie, but I like it.
I don't like Temple of Doom.
Crystal Skull is incredible. No, it's awful, and I think it's a bad movie.
Yeah. So I have good memories of Temple of Doom, but I haven't seen it in a long time, so.
Yeah. I watched it recently, and everybody I was watching it with fell asleep but me, so I like it. I like Ewoks.
I like the
generation.
I like the Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom arcade game.
Oh yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's got great voice samples.
Yeah, you save those kids.
Kalima. Okay, moving on. TGS, Tokyo Game Show is kicking off this week in Japan. Actually, outside Tokyo, ironically.
Not in Tokyo, right?
Yeah. And some news is starting to roll out. Sony held a press conference earlier this week. Late at night, under the cover of darkness, Sony held a press conference.
Not fun covering.
There are several notable announcements to check off coming out of Sony's press conference. First of all, Monster Hunter World now has a release date, January 26th, a day of kings.
That's soon.
As they say. Well, we knew it was coming
early. Is that your birthday?
Yeah. They knew it was coming early 2018. I don't know if you guys have been following this game, but I...
What's stunning.
I got a nice long look at it at Gamescom a couple weeks ago, and I've never played a Monster Hunter game, but this game looks like a lot of fun.
It's got big monsters.
The kids call it Monhun.
Monhun? Drakwe? Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
And they play it
Monhan is a real thing.
Yeah.
It's for some reason Monhan.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Why is it Drakwe?
Well, it's that makes quest. More sense.
It's not at least Quaste.
Okay. Well...
Did you guys like the puffball monster? Everybody seemed to latch on.
In the news, there was a new trailer with like a fluffy bat monster that looks pretty cool.
I loved how weird and quirky I don't think GDC or excuse me Gamescom, but E3 trailer was where it was like fighting this big monster, running, chasing, then like cooking.
Yep.
It would cut back to like just making a stew.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful game. The monsters are awesome. The gameplay loop is go out. Hunt a big monster, harvest it for meat and
parts.
Crafting parts. Mm-hmm. Go back to your town.
That always sounds
craft
good,
better equipment, and then go out hunt a bigger monster.
It can be a little bit slow to start, and sometimes the combat is frustrating, like in Dark Souls.
Yeah, I had the PSP one.
If you don't like slower combat, like you know, it's like a little bit hard.
But the Dark Souls comparison is interesting. Like Monster Hunter fans insist they hate that comparison, but it's like a casual. Like I've only played a little bit of Monster Hunter.
I'm just comparing
a little bit of Dark Souls. I'm saying I see that connection 100%. Yeah. Like there's a
rolling and stabbing.
Yeah, a little bit of a deliberate pace to the combat, and make sure you're very careful and cautious.
Yeah, it's almost like MMO influenced, where it's like they have these attacks and they're slow, long animations, and you have to like counter them the right way. And it's all right.
Mm. Monster Hunter World is out January 26th. I'm excited. Square Enix announced a whole new game this week. It is called Left Alive. It is a survival action shooter.
We've seen a few of these.
Like what?
Well, there's Metal Gear Survive.
Well, okay.
I don't think it's going to be a multiplayer shooter.
There's the what was the Biohazard Core one? The
Resident Evil?
Oh.
Yeah, like the Resident Evil shooter.
Some more details have emerged. It's set in the Front Mission universe.
Oh.
Which is a Square property. If anyone isn't familiar with it.
I remember that series.
It's a long-running mech series. Most of them are turn-based games. So it's like Fire Emblem with mechs.
Yes. You know, horror.
Front Mission's great.
Turn-based strategy RPGs. So it's set in there. There are three playable characters. It is directed by the Armored Core director, Toshifumi Nabeshima, so also another big mech game.
Yeah.
Character designs are by Metal Gear character designer Yoji Shinkawa. Mm-hmm. We see the great art. From
those are like the famous like painted, like cool-looking soldiers.
Yeah.
From
Metal Gear. I mean, the art was crazy. I actually hadn't heard that that's who was doing the character design. I saw that art, and I'm like, how are they getting away with doing all this?
It's really cool.
Doing all this Metal Gear art.
Yeah. It's the same guy. Yep. They've got mech designer Takayuki Yanase, who worked on Metal Gear and Xenoblade Chronicles X. Mm-hmm. And then it's being produced by Final Fantasy brand manager Shinji Hashimoto. So a lot of different elements all coming together here to make this game. Left Alive, which is a survival action shooter. It's interesting that you think Metal Gear Survive and Umbrella Corps. Some people in the comments were saying a survival action shooter is The Last of Us.
Okay. Mm.
But I very much doubt this game
is... What if it's just PUBG?
Like The Last of Us. So you think, now you just people think like survival action shooter is Battle Royale?
Battle Royale, yeah.
With mechs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could work.
That'd be neat.
Battle Royale is so going to be the next MOBA thing.
Maybe Hawken will come back.
Let me ask you this. PUBG has been a phenomenal success. Nobody saw it coming. I'm sure every AAA publisher is scratching their heads, being like, how did we miss out on this?
Yeah.
Who will be the first AAA publisher to try to cash in on Battle Royale?
It already happened. Like Fortnite released its Battle Royale mode.
H1Z1 totally going to try and crash cash in on that.
I'm thinking about AAA developers,
that's
though.
That's a joke.
Oh.
I'm thinking, is it EA? Is Activision going to come in there? Is Ubisoft?
All of them.
All of them.
Yeah, 100%. This is going to be the next MOBA. Everyone's going to have a Battle Royale game.
Because everybody did hero shooters right away, right?
Yep.
No one else's MOBA really caught on, though.
Nope.
There's just League and Dota, right?
What's the term for that? That we published in our article about PlayerUnknown's Battleground.
I don't know. I call them Battle Royale games.
No, there's a term, like an industry term for, it's going to drive me crazy. I'll come up with it halfway through the episode. There's an industry term for, like, copying someone first.
Copying someone first?
Yes.
Oh. Well, there's fast following.
Fast follow.
Is that it?
That's what it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Fast following is when you copy someone first. So like
it's an industry term for copycat.
Like let someone else take the risk and try the new crazy thing. And if you see something take off, you don't need to be first. Just like fast follow. Like
so, would you say that Mega Man kart racing fast followed Mario Kart?
Well, I don't know how fast it was.
Okay.
If you want to attribute like a successful fast follow up, like Minecraft is what that is.
Well.
Follow up to what?
Yeah.
There was this game called Block something.
Infiniminer.
Infiniminer. Oh. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware. All right. That's Left Alive, new game from Square Enix. It will be released for PlayStation 4 sometime in 2018. Turns out Dragon's Crown Pro is real. Information about that was leaked out last week. So we were expecting that. Of course, Dragon's Crown came to PlayStation 3 and Vita. I think that's right. Check out, everybody? Yeah. And that's sort of a modern day hack and slash Golden Axe style game with a really cool.
Is that the one? Wait, I get that one mixed up with Odin Sphere.
Well, same developer. Yeah.
Odin Sphere was the one that had the circular stages.
Yeah,
and Dragon's Crown.
Yeah, it's more. Yeah. You walk from.
Oh wait, I totally played Dragon's Crown.
Yeah,
oops.
But it is just hack and slash. It's not like RPG. Like
it's a hack and slash with more RPG elements.
Dragon's Crown was the one with the Golden Axe.
Yeah, there's the strangely proportioned, interestingly proportioned characters.
Can you kick gnomes?
I'm not sure there is a
staple
any
of the genre.
Yeah.
Kicking. But that's going to be released in Japan for PlayStation 4 on January 25th. I think we're still waiting on a Western release date. We found out Zone of the Enders, the second runner, is being remastered.
Thank you.
With PSVR support. You're a fan of this game?
Yeah. Zone of the Enders is awesome.
All right. So I've actually never played any Zone of the Enders game.
Yeah. So you're like, well, in this particular one, you're like stuck in the mech. You can't get out or you die, basically. So
don't get out.
It allows you to get out and die?
No. No, no, no. It's like, hey, if, well, don't it'll raise. Let you. Don't it's not going to tell you to stop. But well,
why would you get out then?
Yeah, why
you don't.
Button for
you don't.
But you can.
the gameplay, you can't gameplay-wise. It's a narrative thing that kind of hooks you
I
with
see,
the,
you're
the
describing
character.
In the universe you wouldn't want to get out of your
Exactly. Okay. Gameplay-wise, you're in a mech. You fight other robots. It's pretty fast-paced. I like it a lot.
Is it on rails?
No.
So it's not like Panzer Dragoon.
I don't know about
Saga.
This one because of the VR integration. It looked like, based on the trailer, that that was an option and not mandatory, but I don't know more than that.
Well, that one is coming out spring 2018 in Japan. Not sure about Western release date.
I think that's Mark Ryan's favorite game.
Yeah, that's what I was
going to say. Just so you know, somebody in this office likes that game.
Are you sure it's this one? This is the sequel, right?
Two is his favorite. When I started, I actually got a Jehuti figure that I put together,
I
gave it to him because he likes the game so much, and he still has it on his desk.
And he,
it's like Beetlejuice, by the way. If we say the name of the game one more time, he's going to burst in through the wall.
Really politely, though.
Yeah.
Politely.
Perhaps the biggest announcement out of Sony's conference this week was that Neko Atsume is coming to PSVR.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's cool.
It is cool. I'm going to get that Egypt cat.
They didn't show any footage of it, but I like the idea of a cute cat collecting VR game.
Yeah, it's great.
But that's going to be the first game that people actually get hurt by VR in because they're just in it all day.
Yeah. Yeah. The first game where
you're
people just
stop eating.
Starve to death
yeah.
while playing.
Yeah. Watch out. True danger.
Those are the big takeaways from Sony's conference.
Well, what about Final Fantasy IX?
Oh, well, yeah. So, I mean, yeah. Final Fantasy IX is available on PlayStation 4 right
AKA
now. That's exciting to you?
The best Final Fantasy.
So I just heard somebody else express that same opinion today.
A lot of people like 9.
Well, yeah, one of my favorite. Like it's funny seeing how, like, just like games come out and everybody loves them. And then 10 years, people are like, oh, wasn't that great? Or, like, sometimes the opposite can happen. A game comes out and it's kind of so-so. And then the esteem for it grows over time. We talk about that with Red Dead, where it was beloved when it came out, but I feel like it's only become more beloved over time.
Yeah.
And, like, Final Fantasy IX is like that. I think people came out and they're like, it's a little bit childish. You know, people weren't really. We had two sci-fi Final Fantasies, and people weren't super excited to see it go back to its sort of fantasy roots.
I was excited.
The chibi art style. But now it makes me so happy that, you know, over a decade later, people have come around and really love that game and its story and music and characters.
Is it the final PS1 game?
Yeah.
Yes, and the last super deformed Final Fantasy, also.
Yeah.
Well, in the mainline series, of course. I haven't played it since it came out, so that'd be a fun game to revisit.
I love that with their remakes, Square Enix is they have a double speed option or a turn off random battles option, or they just give you all these sort of tools at your disposal. You don't have to like earn them or unlock them. It's like, yeah, just do whatever you want with this whole game.
Yeah, it's the same port that's available on PC and mobile as well.
Yeah.
HD characters and cutscenes.
What a great game. Cool. Vivi's so good.
Will this have the rewinding and stuff?
I don't know about rewinding, but it's got fast forwarding.
That's what I mean. Cool. Sorry. Yeah. It does have that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you just want to experience the story.
Huh. Does it look really different than the original?
Looks better.
Yeah. But it's just up-resed or whatever.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's in HD now.
Yeah, that's a big step.
It's like what they did with
PlayStation
7, right?
1. Well, Final Fantasy 7, you know.
Right, there's the remake also. Yeah. That's a confusing comparison.
Remake. all right, let's run down what's out this week. Of course, probably the biggest game this week is Marvel versus Capcom Infinite. Well, at least one of the biggest games. There's,
characters
course,
look perfect.
NBA 2K18 is probably bigger. Characters look perfect, Destin says. No. The reviews are out for Marvel versus Capcom Infinite. IGN gave it a 7.7. And if you've been following this game at all, the final product shouldn't be too much of a surprise. I think the elements that people were worried about are definitely there.
All that stuff you're worried about, it's still there.
I mean, yeah, it's like they didn't like.
How's the story mode?
There's just no. getting around the fact that the lack of X-Men characters just sucks.
Yeah, like, not having Wolverine. Come on.
Yeah, it's like
Or
Magneto.
I mean, that's the crazy thing.
Well, he was like the top the character that a lot of top players would use. Yeah. Storm is in there.
Yeah. And of course, the art style is not ideal. Like the other day, I was at CoinOp, one of our arcade bars around the corner here, and they have a original Marvel vs. Capcom.
Oh, so gorgeous.
You know, they're, objectively, that game looks better than Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
Yep.
It looks amazing. Yeah, the first one.
Yeah, it looks really
beautiful.
Cool. And then right before that was Children of the Atom, the X-Men fighting game.
Also looked great.
Which looks so, that's like, Juggernaut is so much bigger than the other characters.
The animation
just
is so great.
Gigantic sprites with this lavish animation that you just don't get.
And that's what's such a shame is that Marvel vs. Capcom is supposed to be Marvel versus X-Men because that's what it was. It was Street Fighter versus X-Men. They just called it Marvel vs. Capcom.
Here's the thing. I feel like
X-Men's out of it.
I feel like they did a great job on 3, and then to have Infinite come out and be like, the characters don't look right, and the combat's still there. Like, that still seems very strong.
That's the good news.
Those fighting games.
The gameplay is still strong.
Yeah, but just to have the art style so far departed from what that series is.
So, funky art style, lack of beloved characters, and a really terrible story mode. Those all bring it down, but the gameplay is still pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. All right, you need to tell me the ending after the show.
All right.
Cool.
They all die.
It's doubly unfortunate that the art style is so bad.
Not Mega Man.
That the art style is so bad because Dragon Blade or Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Yeah.
Looks so good.
So yes,
absolutely.
Like, it's like,
did you see Mega Man and the Ghosts and Goblins guy in it? What's his name?
Arthur.
Arthur.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen Arthur.
So everybody's super realistic in the game, right? Yeah. But then those characters can't really be made
super
to
realistic.
Yeah. And so they look like crappy box art. They look like that bad. It's like Mega Man is like this weird plastic face and the rest of them's like kind of stretched out. And they make like Arthur look like, you know, like a weird dwarfed version of a person with like, you know, just a weird looking face. Like, and everybody else is like photoreal. It's really awful.
Well,
photoreal.
Well, it's not like, it's not
their proportions are they have
it's
like
not
no neck.
Cartoony, and, I guess I should say.
Yeah.
Okay. They're trying to do texturing to make it look like, I don't know, Injustice more than they're like a comic book, right?
Yeah, maybe.
I think so. Also out this week is NBA 2K18. That one's good. And NBA Live 18. That one's not so good.
That's the bad one.
Hex Shards of Fate comes to PlayStation 4. This is a free-to-play collectible card game. The PC version has good reviews, including an 8.2 from IGN Spain. So there you go.
I played it.
Yeah, you played it?
The PC version a little bit. It's very, very, very close to Magic the Gathering in a way that no other digital... They got sued.
What's it called again?
Huh. What?
Hex Shards of Fate.
Oh, it's mechanically so close.
If it was
so
a bad
close.
Game, we could subtitle it Shards of Fate.
We could. No, it's not bad. It's actually a great game. But they got sued by Wizards of the Coast for being too close to...
How low of a score do you think it would have to be to get Shards of Fate?
I think below a five. Below a five, yeah. Right. You think in the fives.
5.9? Shards of Fate?
Five is mediocre on our scale, so you got to go lower than that.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got to be below a five.
Four, which is probably bad.
Four is bad, I think.
Poor or bad?
I don't know.
What's the difference? Wait, where's Dan?
Do you know what's the... our? I know all our labels except one. One is... Two is painful.
Four is bad.
Four is bad.
Because I gave something a four once.
Wow, all right.
The OG Game of Thrones game is pretty rough.
You reviewed that?
Yeah.
Weird.
Wait, which one?
I reviewed stuff.
Which one?
The
old RPG.
One where you could play as two different characters and the story changed.
What's the title of the game you're talking about?
Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I missed that one.
I reviewed Hearthstone.
I kind of want to play that.
Yeah, that's true. Was that the last game you reviewed?
Story wasn't so bad. Yeah.
No, Minecraft story mode.
Ah.
I came out of retirement.
Oh, yeah.
I'm reviewing a game right now. The game, I'll tell you this, it's out soon and it's very, very hard.
You can't say the name of the game?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I just want to...
You don't have the embargo?
I also thought it would be fun for the listeners to try and figure it out.
All right.
Sam.
Is it Bubble Bobble?
Also out this week on Vita, there's a new PlayStation Vita game, which is always cause for celebration.
Uh-oh.
It's called Mary Skelter Nightmares.
Whoa.
Does anybody know anything about this game?
No. Yeah.
So I don't know hardly anything about this game except two things. It has cute anime girls. It's a Japanese game. And there's a blood rubbing system. So that should tell you. That should tell you what type of game that is.
Mary Skelter, you say.
Burly Minute C comes to PlayStation 4. That's an indie game. I haven't played it, but
they were at our indie night 2 years ago.
Here. Title kind of says it all.
I think it's been well received on other platforms. The big one this week, for me at least, is SteamWorld Dig 2. Comes to Switch.
Love SteamWorld.
Comes to Switch first. I love the first game, and some people in the office, I think, are playing this game and are very much enjoying it.
I couldn't put down that first game, but it has feeds that kind of just go a little bit further and get a little bit more stuff, and then you can go a little bit faster.
Well, and this one's
such an addictive cycle.
This one I think is even more of a Metroidvania than the first one was.
They're leaning harder into like that platforming aspect of it. It seems like it was like sort of like the first game is like 50-50.
Yeah. Well, in the first game we just go downwards.
Yeah,
it's just like linear.
You go down. And this you see how far you can go.
You like find a cave and then platform through it, basically.
Well, yeah, I think
I need to look it up. I've been on Blackout a little bit for that. I want to play it though.
I haven't finished Mario plus Rabbids though yet. So,
same.
Getting close. Pokken Tournament DX comes to Switch this week. I did not realize that game was not out yet. But
no. For Switch, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was out for Wii U.
Yeah.
And arcades.
Just hadn't heard anything about that one recently.
Games.
Couple more. Lego Ninjago comes to consoles.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're excited?
No.
Okay. All right.
You going to see the movie?
No.
Right. What if it's good?
I had to think about it. I might. I don't know.
Jackie Chan?
My girlfriend.
Movie seems
really?
Cute.
Yeah.
Dave, I might see it then if Jackie Chan's in it. There's another very violent movie coming out in October that I'm definitely going to see.
Lego Avengers?
Yep. Oh. Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
Finally, Project Cars 2. Is out this week. PS4, Xbox One, and PC. We gave it a 9.2.
Look out, Gran Turismo.
Forza.
And Forza.
Look out, Mario Kart.
That's a really high score.
Yeah.
It's time to share what we've been playing. Who would like to go first?
Sure.
Oh boy, do we own
Destiny? Sure. Big mystery.
Let's do it without Destiny.
Yeah, sure.
Have you been playing anything? But have you been playing Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite?
Yeah, I played for 20 minutes in the break room.
There you go.
That was great.
All right.
Thanks for
Destiny 2. I mean, that's what I've been playing a ton of. So,
what's your light level?
Yeah, 305. It's max.
So you're done with the game?
Basically, yeah. I've beaten it. No, I'm going to start a hunter because I made two titans. So I have to delete one now and start a hunter.
Mm.
It was a mechanic that I tried to game the system to be raid ready to have the review done on time.
Did it work?
Yep.
Oh, what's your final?
The system works.
What's your final score?
We give it an 8.5.
8.5. That's mm-hmm. great.
Yeah.
Great game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people are really digging it in the office too.
I'm excited. I'm like a secret. I've said it's probably not that secret anymore because I've said it on Scoop before. But I'm like a secret Destiny guy. Like I played dozens and dozens of hours of the original, but you know wasn't on our podcast and didn't. Yeah. Make a big stink about it, and I'm waiting for the PC version for the sequel. So, missing the boat a little bit, but excited to finally jump in.
A lot of people are excited.
More full game by the time.
How about you guys?
What have you been playing, Damon?
Once again, you will never guess what I've been playing.
Well, I saw it on the sheet. So
okay, so
I've seen you playing it.
Is it an old game?
Yes.
Yeah, it's an old game.
Is it on a portable system?
Yes.
Is it on Game Boy Color?
Yes. Did you see my
sheet
too?
No, I swear I did not.
All right, well, you got it pretty close.
We talk a lot about, I know you've been moving through the years. Yeah. Is it the Bionic Commando?
Good guess.
No, we already talked about that.
Well, I knew you'd been playing it.
Yeah.
Is it the Metal Gear?
No, I played that one recently.
Ghost Babylon?
Is Game Boy Color?
Ghost Babylon?
Yeah, sorry.
Is it one of the cool Zelda games on that?
Nope.
All right, I'm out.
Resident Evil Gaiden.
Oh, I was going to say that. Darn it.
Yeah, I never played that one.
I can't believe you zeroed in on Game Boy Color.
Wow. Well, he knows. The last time we checked in, I was playing Bionic Commando Elite Forces on Game Boy Color. So, yeah, this is the Resident Evil. The only not the only portable one because Revelations came to 3DS.
It has rooms and fixed cameras.
It's the
it stars.
Game.
It stars. No, so it's an original game. It stars Barry from Resident Evil 1 on a ship
favorite.
On a cruise ship where a zombie outbreak
just like
it's happened.
Revelations.
That's
and
right.
You walk
so they
around.
They ported the original Resident Evil, and then it never came out. It got completely finished, and then there's some controversy.
This is the one that actually came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you walk around from room to room, fighting and avoiding zombies and solving basic puzzles. Mm-hmm. It's not very good.
What's the perspective?
Top down. Like,
top down.
Kind of top down to the, like Metal Gear.
Yeah. You're
like,
how fast are the dogs?
The apiate. I mean, I didn't encounter any dogs.
Okay.
Oh.
I encountered male and female zombies.
There's no dogs on a ship.
Impressively, it does include some voice recordings, some voice acting. So in the title screen, it goes, and then the zombies moan.
Yeah.
However, they do that. Yeah. And then they have moans for the male and female zombies.
Oh, interesting.
But apparently, something with the Game Boy Color's sound chip, they can't play the voice samples and the music at the same time. So when the you're walking around, the music's playing, and then when the zombie moans, the music stops, and you just hear a zombie moan. And then when you want to shoot a zombie, or if a zombie grabs you, it switches perspective to first person, and the zombies are walking towards
you. That's really cool.
And you have to perform a skill check to see if you can stop this little cursor swinging.
That's great.
In the target zone to see if you hit the zombie.
Oh my goodness.
So it's a nice idea, but like I start out with 10 bullets, and then on my first little encounter, I used all my 10 bullets, and then I just couldn't find any more bullets.
That's it.
So I'm just like running around trying my best to avoid zombies, making it as far as I can. I didn't make it very far. It's not a great game. I wouldn't recommend it if you're looking to have fun. However, if you're interested in some portable gaming history, it's worth a look, I would say.
Thanks for the report, Damon.
There you go. Resident Evil Gaiden. Sam?
Well,
You're done with Metroid?
Yeah, I was going to talk about some other modern games, but I'll just talk about an old game, too, because you got to.
Yeah. It's our show.
I've been playing Sinistar a lot.
Love Sinistar.
It's a classic. Yeah, I think you used to sample it on GameScoop.
We still do.
Long before I worked.
We still do.
No, when?
Beware I Live.
Oh yeah, Beware I Live. That's from him. Basically, it's a arcade game from Williams in 1982, I think. And it's a 49-way joystick, so you have this really smooth access of control, and you're in a little spaceship. But what you do, you might not expect. You don't shoot at stuff necessarily to kill it and do all this space shooter stuff. Instead, you have this big map, and you explore the map for these meteors that you mine. And you shoot the meteors a bunch, and these other ships just kind of ignore you. And they're just kind of around. They're trying to get the crystals that you mine out of the ship, or out of the meteor. And then sometimes the ship will come in and try to shoot you, but they're pretty easy to take out. It's not until you start hearing this horrible sound.
It's so scary.
So it's No Man's Sky.
Yeah, it's like No Man's Sky. It's exactly like No Man's Sky. And then all of a sudden you hear, roar! Roar! <It's> like, I live!
Yeah.
And then this giant demon face comes out. It's kind of a spaceship. It's kind of a, I don't know, an entity.
Yeah.
And it comes out and it just swoops past your screen. And
tries to eat you.
He has fangs.
Yeah.
His name is Sinistar, and he tells you when he's going to be alive. He says, "Beware, I live." Mm-hmm. And then he says, "Run, coward," which is really rude.
Yeah.
And then he says a couple other things.
He says, "Run, why would you run?" Not run? And then he does his shouts, his yells.
Yeah, roar! Which really
he probably says something after defend? You die, too.
So here's the thing. As you mine, you're making bombs on your ship, but you don't shoot these bombs in some cool nuclear spread. They just kind of fall out of you like poop. And so you have to get Sinistar, he's coming at you, and you have a little map screen so you can see him. He screams over to you just like, rah! And you're much smaller, and he's on screen, and then you just run away, and you poop out your little bombs, and they all kind of hit him in the face and take off parts of him.
Yeah,
and then you kill him, and then it starts all over.
It's kind of
again.
A survival game. You just try to last
survival
as long
horror.
As you can. It's the first survival horror game. Yeah.
I don't know how you can play this game.
Are there 100 Sinistars chasing you?
No, I'm just kidding. There's just one Sinistar. Okay. And I think the other ships are using what you mine to build him off screen. Because he's in some
it takes
part
place
of space.
Off screen. Yeah.
And eventually he's... And if you can run into him before he's built all the way, and it's like half of a Death Star. You know, cool. It looks all cool and his face is there.
I love how crunchy the explosions are in that game. Yeah. It's awesome. It's a
Again,
very cool
I don't
game.
Know how you can play this game.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Very hard game. I don't think I've ever successfully
go to an arcade.
Defeated Sinistar, but it's very cool.
Oh, you
cool
can
game.
Defeat Sinistar. It just cycles, and then it's harder the next time.
Yeah.
We'll play it soon.
All right. Wow. Justin?
I can't top that.
Well.
Roar!
I'm bouncing around between a few different games. I finally started Persona 5. Did I talk about this
on
the show?
You mentioned that last week.
Big investment.
2 weeks ago.
I finished the first palace and did a little bit more of the life sim stuff after that. I may be done with it.
Yeah. I got
really?
Yeah.
Well, no. So I got into the second palace, and I really liked the game, too, but there's just other stuff. And I know the likelihood of me ever actually finishing the game is
I get a chance
low.
To play. I can play a couple hours a night, and so I'm well, this could be the next 40 days of my life.
Yeah.
Or there's a lot of other cool games out. I started, so Divinity Original Sin 2 came out, which, Larian Studios has a really great rep. Divinity was great. So I think people had high hopes for the sequel. But 2 has even exceeded people's, everyone's this is one of the best computer RPGs to come out in a decade. It has multiple, 10 out of 10 perfect scores. 2 is just supposed to be absolutely incredible, right? And so I never played that much of the first, so I'm going back and playing the original Divinity as well, the enhanced edition.
On console or on PC?
I'm playing on PC, but I like comfy couch gaming, so I'm playing on a controller on my PC, which I know you played through. Did you do the whole thing or just,
I never finished it. I actually got to a point where I was kind of stuck. I'd made bad choices with how I develop my characters, and I kind
of character builds in that game. The drawback of the original Divinity is if you don't build your character in a specific way, you're
I was just I got to like a boss fight that I just couldn't beat after several times, and I kind of abandoned it. But
a lot of really innovative stuff in that game, and I don't really know. Maybe I can ask the GameScoop listeners, or maybe I'll ask on Twitter or something. Like, I'm playing the original to prepare for the sequel, but I don't know how important it is to do that.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I should just jump right into the 10 out of 10 sequel.
So I guess I'll wait for it to come to consoles next year sometime.
Plan still, I don't know. I don't know that I put Persona in the done with it box, but like, you reach a point where like, if I haven't played a game in 5 days, 7 days, it's like maybe I'm done and I just haven't admitted it to myself yet.
Just read the plot synopsis.
Yeah.
Just watch the ending on YouTube.
I'll watch the anime.
Yeah, yeah.
Or that.
They string it all together.
No, no, there's a Persona 5 anime.
Yeah, she comes.
Separate from the game?
Yeah.
I don't know. Scoop. Now, last week, there was some controversy that we need to clear up.
Uh-oh.
Let's ask our newcomer. Okay. You know Donkey Kong?
I do.
You know Diddy Kong?
Correct.
Are they related?
Yeah.
What?
They're like a family.
What do you think their family relationship is?
They're like a family.
Well, I don't know. You got
Cranky
Kong. You got his sister.
Yeah.
You have.
But do you think it's Dixie Kong?
Slow down. Hold on.
Who's the sister?
Dixie
Cranky
Kong.
Cranky Kong's sister?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Dixie Kong
I'm
is.
I'm just laming off everybody in the
okay,
family.
Okay, you're nailing
it. But do you think Diddy Kong is his son? Or what do you like? I'm like, walk me through your.
They're all Cranky Kong's children, right? You're asking biologically, I think.
I'm just.
Yeah,
just
we want to know if Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong are related, and if so, how?
I think they are.
Okay.
I think they're siblings, brother and
siblings.
Sister.
Oh, siblings. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why this came up is because during 20 Questions last week, they were asking, they thought they'd narrowed it down to Diddy Kong Racing.
Yeah.
And Sam was going to ask, does this game involve monkeys? And I was going to say no, but he stopped himself because, of course, Donkey Kong is an ape, not a monkey. But then there's some confusion because Diddy Kong has a tail. And as we all know, monkeys have tails, but apes don't.
Right.
I didn't know that.
However,
yeah, think about Donkey Kong. He doesn't have a tail.
Well, yeah, I know. But my immediate response to the people on Twitter were some humans have tails.
Yeah.
Like that episode of X-Files.
Yeah.
However, they do share the same last name. So.
Right.
We got questions.
Yeah. So the general thinking is that Diddy Kong is supposed to be Donkey Kong's nephew.
We getting into some Kong lore?
That sounds
that
right.
What's happening here?
That sounds right.
I want nephew.
I want the deep lore.
But they appear to be two different. Like, Diddy Kong appears to be a monkey, and Donkey Kong appears to be an ape. So,
but Diddy Kong's been described as a chimpanzee, which is an ape.
Yes, but chimpanzees don't have tails.
Well, he does, so get off his back.
So, like as you say, I think the most logical explanation is that he is a deformed ape. He is an ape with a tail.
Yes, or maybe he's a mutant, mutant ape.
A special ape.
Yeah, like
he's a special ape that has a tail.
He made guns that shoot peanuts, so he's a smart guy.
He also knows. Yeah, that's true. They clearly all are part of some sort of genetic engineering experiment because they wear clothes.
I'm so excited about
this.
Some
semblance of human traits. Well done, Damon.
I printed out a.
And this is what's in your bathroom at home on the wall.
Do these cameras zoom? Can we cut away to B-roll so people can see? If someone's watching the radio version, you have to see Damon has a Kong family tree.
Yeah, and this is just, I just did a Google search, so you can find this very easily. There's probably a bunch of these, there's a bunch of these available online.
Other people have asked this question.
It's just one that I found. This is a Kong family tree. And some of this may surprise you. For instance, Justin, did you know that Cranky Kong is the original Donkey Kong?
I did know that.
I did know that one.
From 1981.
What skinny.
I didn't realize is that his son then is Donkey Kong Jr.
Wait, so Cranky Kong's son
is Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong.
No. Donkey Kong today is Donkey Kong Jr.'s son.
Donkey Kong Jr. is missing, maybe kidnapped by Mario.
Maybe.
So wait. Donkey Kong in Donkey Kong Country is not Cranky Kong's son. It's his grandson.
That's grandson.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And presumably the Donkey Kong that's in Mario Kart today.
So what's the last known image of Donkey Kong Jr. you have here?
He dies at the end of two.
What the heck is that? Who made this?
Again, I don't know who made this family
what's
tree.
What's pink Donkey Kong Jr.?
It's from it's like the Extra Life Donkey Kong or something from Donkey Kong Jr.
That's not canon.
I know, it's not canon. Cranky Kong was married to Wrinkly Kong, but she has since passed.
Okay.
I
don't think she called when she was young?
Pauline.
Still Wrinkly Kong. Donkey Kong is in a relationship with Candy Kong, and I think his best friend is Funky Kong.
That's right.
And then He has two nephews, Baby Kong and Diddy Kong. Although, in some references, Nintendo refers to Diddy Kong as just Donkey Kong's buddy. So it's a little unclear.
Oh, who's Baby Kong?
They're friends.
It's another baby. It's another part of the family
tree.
There's
a baby Donkey Kong in Yoshi's Island for Game Boy Advance.
This family tree makes no sense because Donkey Kong is in a relationship with Candy Kong, but then he's got two nephews. So that means Donkey Kong has a brother or sister that we don't... yeah. It's just never.
It just hasn't
seen
been.
Yeah,
it hasn't been explored yet.
You don't want to meet him anyway.
It hasn't been explored yet.
Wait, Candy Kong is in the booths when you walk around the map. Hmm. She doesn't seem to be your girlfriend in that, or your wife, or anything. She just like helps you like surf or something.
Maybe it's from the cartoon.
Yeah. Maybe that is something to look up. The CG, and I use that in total quotes because I don't know if a computer is actually involved. It's made to look like CG graphics.
I've never seen this cartoon.
There was a Donkey Kong Country cartoon that ran for like a whole season, and you're right. There's absolutely no textures on anything. Yeah. If you look it up, you will not believe it was on television.
Do you remember in Assassin's Creed when that guy like didn't have a face and it was just eyeballs and a tongue waggling?
Yeah.
That's the totality of the masterful animation in this show. They're just eyes hanging and skulls.
Yeah, it's really, really horrific and awful.
Oh, now I gotta look it up.
And I bet Diddy Kong doesn't even have a tail.
That's my...
It's too hard to animate. Well,
that's my Friday Night Sorted.
It totally is.
All right, I think we've cleared up the whole Kong...
All right, so now you're gonna
Kong-gate.
Recite it back to us, Destin.
Yes, it's very simple. Cranky Kong is actually Donkey Kong from the original game. No, I'm not going to do this.
It's actually quite simple. I wish you would have come into the show with that.
Yeah. Oh, well, Damon, let me lay it out.
All right, and that brings us to Video Game 20 Questions. This is going to be Destin's first time playing.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you know how this works. The listeners send in suggestions. I pick them. I'm the only one who knows this mystery game, and you guys have 20 yes or no questions to figure it out. If you guess a game and it's wrong, you lose, so you want to save your guess until you actually know what it is.
Got it.
This week's suggestion comes from Corey Hutchinson. And he writes in to say, I hope this email finds you all well. I've been enjoying your podcast for years now and would like to thank you for the many hours of lol moments while listening. I've been thinking of 20 questions trivia and hope this one stumps the crew. I'm from Toronto, Canada. I'd like to give a shout out to my wife, Shannon, and two daughters, Selena, who turns 3 on September 16th, and Candace, who is 16 months old. I don't get to game as much as I used to with the little ones. However, listening to your experiences and opinions certainly helps me focus with limited time and money on games that align with my preference.
Okay, there's a lot of clues in there.
Yep. So, with all those clues, let the questioning begin.
In this game, can you change your character's clothes or outfits or appearance?
No.
Ah. This is a Japanese game.
Yes.
Does it have cats?
No.
Okay.
All right.
What do you think it was?
Well, was this game?
What were you aiming at?
Nothing. I didn't know what to ask.
What Japanese game were you aiming at?
Did this game come out after January 1st, 2000?
No.
Oh, boy.
Is this from before 1990?
Yes.
Are there mechs in it?
It doesn't have cats. What game do you know before 1990 that has mechs?
Blaster Master.
Warrior.
Okay, is it one of those?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Mech Warrior is not from the 80s, is it?
I don't.
Blaster Master doesn't have it back in it.
I don't
think. It's a tank.
I don't think there are mechs in this game.
Okay.
It's a tank.
What about Metal Gear? Or Metal Gear?
Armored Core?
That has.
I think that's been around for a long time.
Okay, wait. I missed it. What was the question?
He said no.
I don't think there are mechs in this game.
Okay.
Pretty sure there aren't.
Japanese 80s game. That's basically all we know of any importance.
No cats. You also know that.
Can't change your outfit. No mechs. No cats. Was this game... Well,
on NES.
Yeah, but it almost certainly was, right?
But then we can find out if it's an arcade port. And then I have it in the bag.
Okay, yeah. Was this game released on the NES?
Yes.
Was it also in arcades?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Hmm.
You threw me off with all this mech stuff. All
right. No idea what to ask to help you guys narrow this down.
Well, think about developers or perspective or genre.
NES and was an arcade.
Like sci-fi or
from
fantasy.
Japan.
I'm going to skip the line here. Is the company still in development?
Wow, that's a tough one.
I'm going to eliminate Capcom.
And Nintendo.
I don't think so.
I thought it might have been Popeye.
I don't think they are.
Is this a sci-fi game?
No. That's 10.
Oh, wait, we get 20, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a fighting game?
No.
Mm. Do you control some sort of ship or vehicle?
No.
So Japanese, you're looking at me in the face, but like for an arcade in the 80s.
I'm still thinking about the fighting games that would have fit this.
So arcade game that was also ported to the NES, yeah. Made by a Japanese company that's probably not around anymore, and you're not in a ship or vehicle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It sounds like Karnov again.
Does this have multiplayer?
Good question.
By multiplayer, do you just mean
two-player?
Multiple
think
people
I have
can
my
play
answer?
At the same time?
Simultaneous multiplayer.
Yes.
It could be Joe and Mac.
Oh, I was expecting him to say no. I was expecting to say take turns multiplayer.
Yeah. Wait. It sounds like it's Bubble Bobble.
Yeah, was this a licensed game?
No.
Does it have dinosaurs in it?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Really?
15.
Bub and Bob are dinosaurs, what? You know.
Is it a? Do you beat up other characters?
Do you beat them up,
or kill them, or just fight?
Which
one? Because you brought up like multiplayer, like more than one person. Like in Dragon Age, you would go fight enemies and kill them, or in
just make your question more specific. Are you asking if you kill people in this game?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh boy, we're in trouble here.
Eh, we
I mean,
this.
But we don't really know. How do we already only have four questions left? So
a few.
Japanese made 80s, maybe 70s, probably 80s arcade / NES game made by an obscure-ish company where you kill people. But
I don't think it's obscure. I think it's Bubble Bobble, but this is like the ape thing where like he thinks they're dragons and not dinosaurs.
Do you kill things in Bubble Bobble?
Sure. You put them in bubbles and you stamp on them and they die.
Who made the original Bubble Bobble?
Taito.
Or was it wasn't Hudson?
No.
Okay.
It was Taito.
I did have simultaneous multiplayer.
And it's unclear if it's still around.
If Taito's still around?
Yeah.
They just are releasing mobile.
Anyway, there's not a lot of games that you play multiplayer in simultaneously.
Yeah.
There's Jackal, and there's Contra, and there's Super C, and there's just not a lot out there.
Is this
Radius, but those are all like big company games.
Is this like a military-themed game?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably not Bubble.
What was the one where you were Sam? You were like an army guy and you could power up your armor. You flew around in a jetpack and you could shoot in all directions. You know arcade games better than I do.
Solar Jetman?
There was Jetpack.
Maybe. I don't know.
But that was made by Rare.
Wait, so it's... if it's military themed and multiplayer and the company's not around anymore, then that would indicate that it would be... We already did Akari Warriors. And... It can't be anything Konami, which is all the other things.
that's why I'm not. I don't have it.
It had to be a ton of shoot 'em ups.
Is this played from a side-on perspective?
No.
Yeah, it's top down. Commando.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
It's Capcom.
Was it?
Crackdown was top down, but I don't know who did that originally.
The old Crackdown?
Yeah, the old Crackdown.
But that was made in Japan.
What about Smash TV?
I don't think that was made in Japan either. Maybe it was.
Big money. I think that was a Mumbai.
That was 90s.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Two
that was a pretty good one, though.
Could have been. So we might not be thinking old enough. It could be like Robotron or something like that got ported to the NES.
It could be. Yeah. But that wasn't on the NES. There was like a bunch of Sega games like Alien Syndrome, Vindicators.
I don't have it. I don't have it.
I have no
idea.
Did
you ask about a vehicle?
Yeah, he said no.
There's no vehicles.
Okay.
Then you're on foot. Is it useful to ask if it's single screen or not?
Single screen?
Yeah, like Robotron.
Oh, no, because only Smash TV was like that on the NES.
We don't know for sure it was
top-down,
but I asked if it was side
view. The arcade ports are like Galaga and Pac-Man, and there's just a few of them from that early era.
It's military themed.
But the co-op is really throwing me off here. Military co-op game. What did you guys play with friends when you were a kid besides Contra? Like games like that.
We only played Contra.
Iron Tank is one of them.
We only got two questions left.
Yeah. All right. Well, are there sequels?
No.
Oh, man.
And that brings us to the final question.
Sam, we need you.
A company that's unclear if it's around anymore. It's Japanese.
Probably not.
It's military. Sounds like it's pretty obscure.
I would have never got Ikari Warriors either, so.
I know, but we got that in Russian Attack right at the last minute.
Mm.
It sounds like it's one of those type of games. Here.
It's too old.
Yep.
Berserk.
Maybe it's just Ikari Warriors 2.
There's no sequel.
3.
All right. What's our guess?
Well, but who made Ikari Warriors? It's like Capcom or something. So that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, but we don't have it. We don't even have a guess. Hmm. I don't have it.
Fighting and it's not licensed because I was thinking of Rambo.
It's not licensed.
Journey to Silius, maybe?
Ooh, do it.
That's do not it. A multiplayer, though.
That's sci-fi, though. Yeah, you're right. It's not multiplayer.
That's side-scroller.
Side-scrolling. Oh, God. I don't know what to do.
You got
to
guess.
You're the arcade guy.
You got to guess something. You got to end the game.
Oh, yeah, and it was in arcades, too. That's good. Operation arcades Wolf, and maybe?
That'd be a... That's a vehicle, though, right?
Was Operation...
No, I don't
was
know.
Well, no, but it's not... Well, all we asked was, is it from a side-scrolling perspective? So if it's a really old, late 80s first-person game, maybe. That's as good a guess as any. I don't think it's...
Aerosmith. Right,
but yeah. Can the things fit stuff like that?
Yeah. I'll let you... We're at question 19. I'll let you ask one more question before you guess if you want to do that.
Okay.
Is it a first-person game?
No.
All right. Okay, well, all right. Then we give up.
You just give up?
Ikari Warriors 3.
No, but Ikari Warriors is very, very close. It is also developed by Data East. Is Data East still in business?
No.
I don't think they are.
Hold on. So. If it's Data East, I can't think of it.
1987, arcades and NES and computers of the time. The Ikari Warriors like Heavy Barrel.
Heavy Barrel. Oh yeah, that was a cool one.
I haven't even heard of it.
Dude, controls. You're getting,
top down, vertically scrolling.
He was trying to stump us.
Run and gun game, unique for its spinning, the two spinning
an
controllers.
Actual spinning like barrel control, weird setup.
That's right. I've never actually played that game or even really seen it. But I've seen the.
It's just like Ikari Warriors in the arcade.
I want to look that up after this. Yeah,
it's a really cool game.
Dude, we need less Heavy Barrel and more Diddy Kong Racing.
You had Diddy Kong Racing last week.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. They can't all be Diddy Kong Racing, Justin.
Did Ikari Warriors 3 fit all of our criteria?
Well, it gets a little bit more sci-fi, the sequels do. You start fighting monsters. Really? In 2 and 3, I think you start fighting monsters, yeah.
I also think it's misleading if something's the last something in a franchise to say it had no sequel.
Well, we should settle that. What if the game were Mario Kart 8, and you asked if there are sequels? How should I answer?
Maybe.
I think you answer like this. Nope.
Well, I think we probably need to, is this part of a franchise needs to be our question. Yeah. Are there multiple games in this series needs to be our question. Then that avoids that ambiguity.
I haven't really picked any like sequels. Like it would be tough if it was like Madden 12.
Yeah. But you do that on GameScope and that's when it gets really hard.
Yeah.
But it's like the art though looks different between games. So it makes sense. Happens.
Thank you for the suggestion, Corey Hutchinson. If you have your own suggestions, email them to gamescoop@ign.com. And that is all your scoops for this week. Thanks for joining us today, Destin.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, Justin.
The heaviest barrel.
My name is Damon. This is IGN GameScoop. We're out. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.